seduced his my servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. Now I know that many of you have not had a lot of experience with a lot of churches or heard about them or whatever, but I've seen this. I've seen this in churches that promoted it within the church. They had clubs and so on and so forth. Fornication. Key clubs. You cast the key to the house. The women would cast the key to their house. The men would scramble for the keys. They go home with whoever has the keys they get. In the church. In a group in the church. So, no doubt they had something like this. And it could be the fornication of spiritual fornication, which, as far as I'm concerned, idolatry. The Catholic Church has Christian idolatry. You got that big toe of that statue of Peter, I think, made out of granite or something like that. And it's been washed away by kisses. Over the years, kissing the big toe of Peter, the first pope, you know. That's idolatry. God hates it. You can't put God in a statue. You can't put God in a building. God is everywhere. He's inside you and he's all around you. And when you teach things like that, people get a real high value on these little idols. And I'm sorry, but Christmas things of Mary and Joseph and the little child Jesus, you know what they are? They're blessed by the priest in the Catholic Church and sold. And they're little idols. You shouldn't have them. I had a boy, a young man in the Air Force, and he was one of my first classes, maybe close with Joe Benetti. I might even remember his name, Joe. But he came into my classes one day and he said, somebody had complained about him. He shouldn't have this picture of Jesus that he had. Well, he had this big picture of Jesus hanging on the wall in his room, and he was telling me, oh, I pray a lot better when I get down in front of that. I said, take that thing out and burn it. Don't value it. Burn that thing. You don't want to mess with any kind of idolatry. Now, let me tell you something else. Now, some of you may think, well, I don't have any idolatry. The Bible says covetousness is idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry. You know what? You've got to be careful what you go for. And all of us are going for something. Even if it's next day's bread. We all work for something. We all have goals in mind. We all have these things that we're proud of. I've had people show me their gun collections. I've had people show me their glass collections. I've had people show me their Hummel collections. Well, you may not have any of these things. You might have several old cars that you spent thousands of dollars on. I don't know. We all have things like that here. You know what I'm talking about? That's idolatry. You don't put anything ahead of God. And by the way, don't ever put your children ahead of God. I've heard people that did not want their children to go to the mission field, did not want their children to become a preacher of the gospel. And of course, I understand that. I understand you'll be away from them. You won't be around them much. They're going to have a different kind of life. But wait a minute. What if God takes your children? You say, God doesn't do things like, oh, yes, God does. Oh, yes, don't you put anything in front of God. You put God first. And if you put God first, it's going to put you in conflict with a whole lot of Christians. Did you hear me? A whole lot of Christians. If you put God first, not just going to be the lost world out there. They're going to be people that call themselves born-again believers and leaders in the church that are going to oppose you.
Did they get converted like you and I were well, you know, converted? No. They were automatically, by the government, brought into the Christian church.
So what does the church do? Oh, well, we've got to satisfy. We got so many that worship on this day or that day or whatever. They brought it into the church, gave it a Christian name. You can look it up in history. You can study it. By the way, sometimes they change it. Modern editions of the encyclopedia will come out and they will change what was written. have to do this, you got to do that, you got to keep the law of Moses. And so there's a big controversy in the church here. And you can read about it right here in Acts. And in Acts 15, that's after they had listened to Paul and Silas and heard. The reason why they were coming down, these guys coming from Jerusalem were going into these new Gentile churches and tell them, you got to be a Jew. You got to keep the law. You got to do everything. So here's what James has to say. Look at verse 19. they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And then verse 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed for a little while. Look at Romans chapter 13. If you're a dope head and you've gotten off of it,